Wow. It's hard for me to believe that the time changed in the day. Next Sunday is Palm Sunday. The following Sunday is Easter. It has come quickly, has it not? I haven't spoken to her yet, but I'm going to request that, Debbie, are you planning on being here next Sunday if everything goes well? If you don't buy and sell other houses or something like that, or I'm going to ask Debbie if she'll sing for us next Sunday. I think Palm Sunday is a beautiful. So Terry, she will be at you. You will be at her. Y'all will work it out. It will sound. I just like the choir will be singing on Easter, but on Palm Sunday next Sunday, I kind of like to feature some of our folks here. And I think I was going to ask Debbie to sing. What I want to do for just a couple minutes this morning is I want to share with you kind of my reflections on this book of Joshua. I had decided and back around November, hunting season and around Christmas time, that I wanted to do a little bit of preaching within this book of Joshua. And I love the way that the writer here just spells out so much that we can draw comfort and strength from. I did not know that in choosing that I would have certain issues within my own life that I would need, without a shadow of a doubt, strength and comfort. And I find it through God's word. I find it through a song. Brother Matt so beautifully does that song where no one stands alone. And the only problem with that song, it's a song every time we get to the chorus, it just start to tear up. Because I believe it is a song that will touch the hearts of individuals. That is the strength of the music. It's not the quality of the voice. But Brother Matt, you sound beautiful. Still, it is not the quality of the voice. It is God's Holy Spirit using the words of a writer to reach out and touch the hearts of an individual who needs to hear. And I thank God that so many people here have been so kind and so warm and have shared so much. I don't believe there's ever been a church, in my opinion, that has ever shown more love and compassion for the size and the number of folks that we have here. In this book of Joshua, I'm gonna jump back to the 22nd chapter very quickly. I'm going to read a verse, the 43rd verse. So the Lord gave to Israel all the land of which he had sworn to give their fathers, and they took possession of it and dwelt in it. The Lord gave them rest all around. You hear that phrase? The Lord gave them rest all around, according to all that he had sworn to their fathers. And not a man of all their enemies stood against them. The Lord delivered all of their enemies into their hand. Not a word failed of any good thing which the Lord had spoken to the house of Israel. And I love this last little sentence. It says, all came to pass. Everything that God said he would do, he did. Then over in the 24th chapter is the verse that you hear memorized and repeated so many times. 24th chapter, the 14th verse. Now therefore, fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river and in Egypt. Serve the Lord. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. Wow. whether the gods of your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But then that final sentence. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Heavenly Father, that is a special blessing under the reading of your word today. Open our minds and hearts just a few moments, God. Let us receive that truth you have as each of us as individuals. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus, and all God's people said, amen, amen, amen. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. This scripture has been preached on so many times, but still, every time it is read, it thrills my heart as well as I know it thrills yours. Our houses have changed. Things are a little different than they used to be. Everybody, when you look and say, what is a house? What is a house? What is a house? A house is nothing more than a group of folks. It can be your singing group. It can be the group that goes into that room on a Sunday morning. And I thought now I know they just do videos from what I've heard recently and stuff. I really don't know what goes on in there. We've never been allowed in there to know. But that house serves the Lord. It can be your church. You come to church and you make up your mind that I am going to go to God's house to simply serve the Lord. I had a wonderful opportunity yesterday. I was invited this week to go down to Fredericksburg, and I got invited by the head pro and the assistant pro to play a round of golf. Fredericksburg Country Club. I had not played much. It was a lot of pressure. On the first hole, second shot, I hit it a foot away from the stick. I said, glory. Glory. Because after that first hole, all the pressure was taken off. I had not, as I had thought, embarrassed myself. People being so kind and people being so warm. Good friends of mine, and one good friend I had not seen for almost 2 years. He said, Charlie, I just want you to come out. I just want you to enjoy. He says, because it sounds like you've been through some stuff. Your mutual friends, he had heard about my father. He did not actually know about my uncle, and he had not known about my brother. And just a short period of time, as I started to just very, very briefly explain to him, his response was, my, over the last 10 months, you have been through a lot. But God has still uplifted you. He says, I can tell it in the way you speak about the events. I'm supposed to be the one giving the sermons, kids. But it is so amazing how God will use others to minister to me. And he will do that same thing. He will use those that you come in contact with that special word simply to minister to you. I love this book of Joshua. I love all the things that happened. It would make a wonderful, wonderful story if it was on the big screen, but I like it a lot more when it's in the pages of the book. And in my notes, there were some that were written, and these notes go back a long ways. But I love the things that I've written right at the end of the book. I believe that this reading of Joshua and our study of it, it gives us an example of what a leader should be. Look at that smile now. Hello.
Is this a for sale?
And I believe it has challenged us as we read, as we start to study, as we try to apply these things that God has said in His Word to our hearts. But I love the way it finishes. But for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And I have four things written down here that mean a lot to me. These are challenges that I find apply to myself after the study of this book. First of all, I have written down that we should try to live ahead of our contemporaries. What does that mean? It means that you shouldn't just go with the flow. You are a separate people, friends. The God that I serve, the God that we speak about every Sunday, thought so much to send His Son to die upon the cross for you and for me. I don't have to waver with every shifting of the wind and everything that goes. I don't have to be the end thing of all the latest thing that's happened. I don't have to fit in because my name is written down. I don't have to be worried about whether I have the latest or, I tell you, all you got to do is you got to hang around Terry and Matt for any length of time and you will realize real quickly that I will never be able to keep up with the latest. Click, 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 click. They got more toys. I think I've thought so many times that instead of Toys R Us, should be Terry R Us, because he has got every toy known to mankind. And I've come to realize that every toy, if it is used for the glory of God, if it is used so that we sound better, so that people can get online if they can't be here today, and they can go over and they can listen to a sermon. Wow. I had people send me cards and they said, Pastor, I got online and listened to your sermon when you paid respect to your father. And they wrote in this card, that was of God. And we were blessed by it. I had no idea. You don't have to live being worried about fitting in with every contemporary thing that's going on. You be yourself in God's eyes and in your heart. I think you need to try to live above your circumstances. And I was so moved to learn from so many people, and so many kind folks came to me and would tell me the story about their own father and different things, and they would share with me. And I realized about so many difficulties. People within our own congregation who lost their father when they were actually in their young 20s. Wow. And I realize that we all have things. We all have the items to deal with. We have the challenges just as Joshua had challenges after challenge. He had to follow Moses. He had to go in there and conquer Jericho. He had to cross that old Jordan River with over 1 million, maybe 2 million people. But he did it. He did it. I love it, old question, there's three frogs on a tree limb. And one decides to jump off. How many frogs are left? Three. Because just because you decide to do it doesn't mean that you did it. I know some of you got, Bob, put the note and pad away here. He's got a pencil out. Put that away. Math's not that hard. Just because you decide to do something in your mind, just because you say you're going to do, you got to do it. You got to do it. I have to not only take the things that I have read and the things that I know, and if God tells me to do something, I have got to go do it, not just decide in my mind, not just give it lip service. I got to go do it. Amen? Amen. I think you need to live deeper than your calamities. What do you mean by that? Got to have faith. And that faith cannot be wavering. We all have doubts. We all have times. We all have questions. But the thing that I love more than anything is the words in this book in front of me, which is open. Those words do not change. Because I serve a God who does not change. He is the same yesterday. He is the same today. And I know He is going to meet every need that I have tomorrow. My God doesn't change. I'm challenged constantly to keep my faith strong. I am supported by so many believers around me and how people will want to share wonderful things that are going on in their life and how God will allow the proper thing to happen at just the right time to strengthen my faith. You can't just have faith and go over and grab it one day, and you can't. Everybody's sending me stuff and I love it. I mean, you can't be like the well-confirmed atheist. His beliefs were put to a great test as he one day had the tree on his property that had, after an ice storm, it fell over on the neighbor's property. He immediately called his insurance agent. Asked him, he said, you know, I just want to call to make sure that I'm covered for the damage. And here's the sad thing that the insurance agents told him. He said, well, he said, according to the policy that you have, if that tree was dead before the storm, we will not cover it. But if that tree was knocked over by an act of God, we will cover every penny. That atheist became a believer for one day. Sounds funny, but trust me, there are a lot of people that when things are going the worst, that's when they call out to God. When we know within our heart of hearts that I serve a God who is thinking about me, who is caring for me every day. I was talking to Carol, and she was so kind about the words that you had for Sylvia. And Sylvia, on Friday night, didn't make the concert, so she's a bit under the weather. But all the wonderful things that she did for Carol, and especially for Pastor John, who's here this morning. Consistency in your faith must be placed into your actions, which you choose to do and then carry them out. I must live deeper than my calamities. And finally, I believe that we should try to live beyond our capabilities. You know, if I went back and asked Mike and Debbie White, God's a pretty good real estate fella, isn't he? If He says it's going to happen, it's going to happen. If there are things in your life that you just can't figure out, and things that you don't know how they're going to be done, things that you just have, I serve a God that will make it happen. He got us new doors, and they are in. Janet, did I hear an amen back there? Some things are a challenge. Some things will make your hair turn white. And I wasn't even on the door committee. I just prayed for whomever came out here and had to deal with those folks that day. That's all I did. I serve a supernatural God. I serve a God that, wow, would send His Son to die upon a cross. And the most exciting part of that whole story is then on that third day, they went to that tomb and that stone was rolled away. How? I serve a resurrected God. That's what we're going to be talking about here 2 weeks from now. We're going to start it in next week when we talk about Palm Sunday. I love the time of the year. It has jumped up. Everything has gone on. I tell you one thing. I've told you before. I'll tell you again. They said that you will never leave this earth until God has you perform all the tasks that He has for you to do. I'm going to live to 150, 200, maybe 250 years old. I'm so far behind. You know what? It's okay. It is okay. Because as the fellow that I sat with a card in yesterday said, God still loves you. That's what I needed to hear. That's what I think you need to hear, and I think that's what you need to share. Whether you do it through phone calls, through notes, through letters, for boy, we were singing on Friday night and that little iPad was up and we were broadcast in Maryland, were we not? Amen. We were simply showing and telling that God cares. Heavenly Father, we've come to Your house today and we have read Your word, God. We have sung praises to Your name, God. We have met as a group. And we know that as we are gathered together, that God, You have been in our midst, You have led us, You have guided us, You have directed us. Now, Heavenly Father, You just challenge us. You challenge us that this is a perfect time of year to share the love of God, to tell somebody about the salvation that comes through the blood of Christ. This is the time of year where people will come out and they will come to Easter programs. They will come here on church and Heavenly Father, You just start to work in hearts. You just let the right questions be asked and the right questions and answers come to our hearts. Heavenly Father, You just prepare us for the work that You'll have us to do. And Heavenly Father, let us always be thankful for what You're doing in each and every one of our lives. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. All God's people said amen. Stand to your feet if you're able. I'm so...